Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the adab of salam. It is wajib, obligatory to reply to the salam which is written in a letter. This reply may be written or verbally. In our times, if somebody is writing a letter and salam is written there, then it is wajib to reply either by writing the salam out in the reply or to verbally reply to the salam. In our times, WhatsApp messages, SMSs, or emails, whatever it may be, if salam is mentioned, if salam is written, then it is wajib for us to reply to this salam. The fuqaha have said that in reply to salam which is written in a letter, one may say, Assalamu alaikum or alaikum assalam. Both methods are permissible, alaikum assalam or assalamu alaikum. In a letter in which a dua is written, the salam should be written first, since this is the sunnah method. If somebody is writing a letter, is writing out a dua to someone, or sending a message of dua to someone, then the sunnah method is to write the words of salam first. And whenever we're sending whatever message it may be, then we should always start with salam, even if it is just a casual message or some information that we are giving, we should always start with Assalamu alaikum. Instead of writing or saying the salam, to say any other term or adopt the greeting of any other community is a bid'ah, an innovation. Such an alien greeting is in fact altering of the sunnah, of the sharia. So when we should not feel, as a Muslim, we should not feel shy to use the words of salam, or we should and try and use any other words of salam, or even shorten the salam. We must always remember that salam is not only some words that we are saying to somebody else, but this is the sunnah method of greeting. This is the method that Allah has, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown us how to greet. And the salam is not only a greeting, but is a dua that we are making for the other person. We are saying, may the peace of Allah, may peace be upon you, and the mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person is making a dua back when he is replying, and he is making dua for us also. And this is part of the identity of a Muslim. The salam is one of the sha'air, the salient features of deen. And we shouldn't feel shy in any way to greet in these words and try and use any other words of greeting. A person who is engrossed in a conversation or some work should not be greeted. The newcomer should not intrude with his hand shaking. Such an act is uncultured and causes distress to others. If somebody is busy, if the next one is related to that, it is makruh to greet a person involved in dini or natural activity. Thus, to make salam to a person eating is makruh, while it is not makruh to engage in conversation while eating. If somebody is engaged in doing some act of worship especially, or somewhere where his mind is occupied, then it will not be proper to make salam to that person, because by you making salam, it is wajib for him to reply. And if he is busy in something and he doesn't reply, then he would be getting sin. So it's not proper for us to disturb somebody by making salam. Rather, we should wait for the right opportunity when the person is free, and then we should make salam to him. Allah grant us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah.